weighs 11 stone, leaves from his home at 8:30 in the morning in a car. Consumption is 16.25 miles per gallon, at an average speed of 40 miles an hour to his office, which is 12 miles away, and stops for a coffee on the way for 15 minutes, and also puts air in one of his tires, which has a slow puncture, letting out air at a rate of 2 pounds per square inch per mile travel. But the car is moving at 32 miles an hour, and he picks up a hitchhiker B who weighs 14 stone plus suitcase. If the hitchhiker B, who is a political activist, distributes leaflets from his suitcase, each of which weigh an ounce, a scale of 2 leaflets per person at every bus stop and every vehicle on either side of them at every red traffic light during the journey, which includes 20 bus stops with an average 6 people per stop, 5 lorries each with a passenger, one of which they exchange the Yorkie bar weighing an ounce for 12 of the leaflets, and 2 coaches each containing 51 people, 7 of which from one coach return the leaflets, and 16 people from the other coach who ask for a further leaflet, each for a member of one of their family. Then have to travel a further 2.86 miles out of his way to drop off hitchhiker B. How late would man be in arriving at the office by 9:30? He still has 6 miles to travel, and his watch was running 23 minutes slow. But the clock at the office was running 2 minutes faster than his buck. Was in fact 17 minutes and 3 seconds ahead of the correct time, which was 2:30 in the morning in Caracas. Office, he telephoned to his boss to apologize for being late, but was told by his boss C to pick up a package 2.63 miles away from his present location and deliver it to client D in Bristol by train by 4:30 that afternoon. And at the same time, Andy was mistakenly told to come to London to receive same package from Andy. Now Mandy's train 1 left 30 minutes late, but Mandy's train 2 left 5 minutes early. So when the trains passed each other, train 1 was traveling at 75 miles an hour to make up for lost time, and train 2 was traveling at 52 miles an hour. But Mandy reached Bristol earlier or later, according to his watch, which was now running 5 minutes slower than Mandy's would be had he not got off the train and checked the correct time at a station between Bristol and London, and stopped phone A's boss man C, double check A would be there, meet him and discover his mistake, catch next train 3 back to Bristol, which unlike A's train 1, which stopped at 4 stations on the way for 6 minutes each stop, was an express train. B's train caught up with A's train 1, 4 miles from Bristol. As the trains drew alongside each other, A's train 1 was traveling 12 miles an hour, and B's train 3 was traveling at 13.6 miles an hour. Man A sat in the front. How long will it take to fill the back?